Simon Tov Tes Vav. You can only make Erev Tchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah. The Mechaber says one can only make Erev Tchumen for a Mitzvah. And there wasn't a Mitzvah. Either he wants to go, the Mechaber says, to Beis Avol or to Beis Mishnah where there's a Chasna. Mishnah Berurah says it could be a place where there's Erisin or like a Tnam that are made when they do the Shidduch. All these Suddhas that are made for these purposes to celebrate the Shidduch are considered to be a Suddhas Mitzvah. Maybe nowadays if a Vart would take place on Shabbos, it would be the same. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a Bas Koyin or any Bas Tam Chochel marrying an Am Ha'aretz, then it's not considered a Suddhas Mitzvah. But he says from Nachrayim, but nowadays, unless you know the Mazalzo Mitzvahs, it's not really like an Am Ha'aretz nowadays, even the Natsach Shlemi Yachamim, and all Suddhas for Chas and Shidduchim are considered a Suddhas Mitzvah. And certainly if it's Bas Am Ha'aretz, Tam Ha'aretz, both sides are the same, it's a Suddhas Mitzvah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you know there are inappropriate things going to happen there, they're going to have mixed dancing or something like that, Chas V'Shalom, it's not a Mitzvah to go there. And for Karet, even by the Chasna and Sherbach, you cannot say Sha Simcha B'ma'inai, because it's not real Simcha there. Unless if by going there you could stop them from doing inappropriate things, then for sure it's a mitzvah to go there. Because the mitzvah you can do to stop the inappropriate activities aren't going to take place, but this Chasna and Sherbach. And the Machaber says someone's going to Mekal Pnei Rabbi, to greet his Rebbe, is considered to be a Dvar Mitzvah, or to greet his friend, which is Baba Nader, which came back from a trip, that's also considered a Dvar Mitzvah. And Mishnah Berurah says that most places can hold, even the friend is not Tamal Chacham, the fact that he's greeting his friend is Baba Nader, is considered to be a Dvar Mitzvah. Eli Rabbah holds has to be a friend of the Tamal Chacham, but most places can hold not like that. The most says someone wants to take a walk at Shabbos Yomtun in the Pardish B'Simcha, in the parks where it's a nice place, but a pleasure, I think Shabbos Yomtun from going over there. But the Shabbos says again, only if nothing inappropriate is going to be taking place there, otherwise not a mitzvah, it's not fair to go there. Shemar Nav Sheyirchuk, we're going to inappropriate places, Ash V'Isha Shalaholach, to inappropriate place, inappropriate activity takes place. Mishnah Berurah says other examples of things that you can make Erev Tchumah for other types of mitzvahs. So I was going to take care of something for the Tzibur, L'keach Chizkei Rabbim, or to Bris Milah, or to Daven the Minyan, some any such circumstance. Now certain things you could go out with Tchumah for even without the Erev Tchumah, the Pinyan Shvuyim, or to help a leg at birth, or to save somebody from the Goyim. The Mechaber says that somebody who's going away traveling because they're scared of Goyim going to starve with them, or robbers, so then they're allowed to make Erev Tchumah. Even for our shoes, even if it's not Dvar Mitzvah. And again, if it's for Sakana from the Goyim, then even without Erev Tchumah. We're talking about no Sakana, just be a financial loss, or they're going to cause you, they're going to bother you. So that's good enough reason to go with Erev Tchumah. Sakana, you go even out Erev Tchumah. Now let's say I'm somebody Erev Tchumah, not for Dvar Mitzvah, rather for Dvar Shus, but Yevad Mechaber says it works. Mr. Bruce says that some say that which you have to make Erev Tchumah only for Dvar Mitzvah, not for Dvar Shus, is only if you make a Ma'ar of the pass by putting food there. But someone's Ma'ar Baraglov, somebody who's physically going to be Be'eshmosh in the place he wants the Erev to be Chal, so that could be done even for Dvar Shus. Others say no, that also has to only be Dvar Mitzvah, but Malkum Tzarech, in case of need, Mr. Bruce says one can be lenient. So if Beis the Machaber says Erev Tchumah cannot be made Be'eshmosh, Mr. Bruce explains that Erev Chatzeres, we do make Lechatzilah Be'eshmosh, Erev Tchumah is Merchomer, as a smach from the Terror, as a smach from the Terror, therefore should not be done Be'eshmosh. The Ma'aseh B'diyah, if someone did make Erev Tchumah Be'eshmosh, it does work. Mr. Bruce says ultimately Tchumah is Darban and Safa goes to the Kula. However, if the subject of the Erev is put down Bechlal at all, that's more Chomach. We had some tough tests above. But here we know the Erev is put down, or just put down by the Ashmashas. Not sure if it was early enough or it was already Lila, so that you know the Chathchila, one should not do by the Ashmashas. But yeah, but it works. We'll soon see in Tziv Gimel, there is a sheet that argues with this. In Tziv Gimel, the Machaber discusses somebody, two people told him to make an Erev for them. One person he made the Erev for him B'Yom before Shkia. The other one he did by the Ashmashas. The one he did B'Yom before Shkia, the food got eaten by someone there by the Ashmashas. The one that did Be'eshmosh, the food survived until Tzeis Chavim. Both of them work. For each one, we can go to Kula. The first one, we could say that once it was Shkia, it's Rei Laila, the air took effect. Doesn't matter that it was Rei Eden. For the second one, we could say the Be'eshmosh still Yoyim. And Laila only starts by Tzeis. And therefore, it was still put down in time and it took effect. And the Machab Zeish Chokim, some argue. And Mishnah Berurah says Shida argues entirely. Holds, even though Erev Chatzeres works, Be'eshmosh is, Erev Tchumah to Merchomer, and does not work, Be'eshmosh at all. Although in Shulchan Aruch it sounds like the Ikar is like the first Shita, the Erev Tchumah does work B'diyavah B'Hashmashas. Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Be'er Lach, it brings numerous B'Shenim that are Machmah that even B'diyavah, Erev Tchumah does not take effect B'Hashmashas, and therefore if someone did put down the Erev Tchumah B'Hashmashas, they ask a Shai Halach L'Maisa if they could be Samech or not.